Danny, if it was a boxing match, you probably won that on points today.
Yeah, I think so. I think we've enjoyed the lion's share of possession and territory in the second half and have been the most likely. Absolutely a really good side, really experienced side. And I thought actually it was a game of two very good conference teams, National League teams. So I thought the standard of the game was good and it was a good game. You know, it certainly was a good game to be involved in. Supporters always want to see goals, but as 0-0 draws go, I thought it was a really good game.
Is it the ultimate compliment that, what, with 25, 30 minutes to go, they went to five in midfield and took off their leading scorer?
Maybe, yeah. I think probably they thought that we had a rhythm in our play at that time and probably had the momentum. And yeah, we played with a real energy and a purpose and we've been like that. You know, if you go back to the two Guiseley performances, you know, particularly in the last three, I think as a group, we've really come on in this last 2 weeks. We've found our method. We've kind of stripped it back a little bit, gone back to basics, but just focused on doing the basics really well. And I think now, as a consequence of doing that, we're kind of getting to where we want to be.
And some terrific pace to your team as well now.
Yeah, we've got some good pace. We've got good energy. Theo Robinson, I thought, had another good game and looked a threat in and around Reedy. I mean, Reedy's such a great player. You speak to any of the forwards, they'll love playing with him because he does so much of their physical work and he's a great forward to play off of. But yeah, with Harry and Nathan as well and... You know, you've got Jack Muldoon as well. Who's got pace. So no, that's great. And also we've got that sort of dynamism in midfield with Bradley and Alex. And
they've got a good understanding.
They're going okay together. Yeah, they're doing well together. You know, they're both ever so competitive and robust, and don't lose many battles.
And what about Elliot coming on? I mean, he came on about the last 25 minutes or so. And what must have pleased you? I think there was a cross on the right-hand side. And I looked in the penalty area and the first player in there was Elliot.
Yeah, he's a real goal threat. You know, he's never far away from a goal. He gives you a lot of energy and some good combination play outside the box. But he likes to play between the posts. And certainly for midfield, he's going to give us goals, which is you know, any good team wants goals from midfield.
It looked like you sort of went to a three behind Theo. Is that some way you feel you can use Elliot?
Potentially, yeah. Elliot can play as an 8 in midfield. He can play as a 10, or he can go and play a little bit higher as a split striker. So he's done all of those things, and I think that you know, he gives us a real versatility there. He's a young player, and he's one that we've signed because he's got potential. You know, like the other boys we've signed, the Alex Woodyards and the Sean Raggetts, and you know, they're all young players that have got the scope to improve. And from a coaching management point of view, that's always exciting.
Refereeing decisions, I mean, we can talk about a lot of them, I'm sure, and Nicky might be on the naughty step tonight after being told off, but away from that, Harry Anderson, I mean, look, I can tell you won't want to say it, it was a foul, but the one that really caught my eye was a fantastic ball from Matt, and Theo got in behind and it looked onside to us.
Yeah, we were on the wrong side of the decisions today, there's no doubt about that. You know, I'm not going to criticise the ref because I'll get...
You had a foul count stat for us.
Foul count stat, yeah. In the second half, from 45 to 65, it was 8-0. So they'd had 8 fouls and we'd had 0. And in a game that probably we had control of, that's a surprising stat. And it was there was a few, wasn't there? There was Theo's goal. I mean, if you'd let that run a little bit more, Theo then goes and scores. And there's an offside here that live it looks well onside, and obviously Theo was one on one. So you know, it is what it is. I don't want to criticise and moan about refs. I'm so bored of listening to managers in the Premiership do that, so I always try not to do that. But he did impact the game today, and that happens sometimes. But I'd rather focus on us, and I felt, you know, today I thought we played for 90 minutes, and I thought we played with a real energy and purpose, and I thought that, you know, we had that sort of relentlessness about us, which is what we want to see from our teams. And on another day, I think we've had enough chances probably to squeeze a 1-0 against, and I'll say it again, a very good Eastleigh team. You know, if you finish above Eastleigh, then I reckon you're going to have a good season this year.
You might not know this, just some news away from this game at York Street today. I mean, you're good friends with Dennis, they lost 4-1 today, but Alex Simmons getting a brace, that must be good for you to hear.
Great.
Alex getting goals.
Yeah, no, great for Alex. Obviously, I'm friends with Dennis and he'd be disappointed, but Simmo's, he's in a good place at the moment. I think that's 7 for him now. And I'm well pleased for him because he's a young player with lots of potential, and you know, I group him in with the other young players, and, you know, they've got massive scope for improvement. And, you know, for Alex, he had obviously a stop-start pre-season, picking up an injury, and it's great to see him up and running and in the goals.
So we should say happy birthday, but you're not spending tonight with the family?
No, not tonight. No, we are. I'm spending it on a crowdfunder activity with 11 men, 10 men.
And your brother.
Not sure I can cope. Oh, yeah. Ten men and Nicky.
Is he on the naughty step?
No, not in my naughty step. I think he was getting a bit frustrated. I think we're all getting a bit frustrated with the referee's decision. But no, listen, it's just a will to win. We want to win. And, you know, you work so hard all week. And when you feel that you're being harshly treated or unfairly treated, it can be frustrating. But it's nothing more than that. It was, you know, the referees have got a job to do. We've got a job to do. And, you know, we're football managers. We always want it all our way, don't we? Let's be honest about it. So no, we're dust ourselves down, and now obviously going to a game against Bournemouth, and we've got to be ready for that because they're a good team. They're unbeaten. They're unbeaten away from home, Bournemouth. I don't know how they've gone today. I think they won 1-0 at Ferriby.
I think so.
I think so.
Ricky Miller scored four today.
Did he? Who did they play?
Now you're testing me, aren't you? Braintree.
Oh, did they? Yeah. Well, Ricky Miller's got that ability. We better not talk about him, though.
No, you'll get in trouble again.
Exactly.
BBC Radio Lincolnshire Sport.